to welcome you all this evening. This is They Had a Large Barge with a radio antenna tower on it, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Last time, I took you on a journey of the moon, from waxing to waning. This evening, continuing with a celestial theme, I'll be taking you on a journey of the planets. You just heard Sonnet Rises by Fleet Foxes from their album Fleet Foxes. I think it's a wonderful pastoral start to the night, or rather, the Monday morning. Thank you for joining us. Next up is Blue and Black by Mercury Rev from their album Your Self-Esteem.
I see black, I see you in a crack. I see snow, I see cold, I see someone getting old. Ooh, and it's cold outside. Ooh, so cold. Outside. I need pink, I need green, I need someone who souls obscene. Thank you.
wonderful. Up next is a track that was actually the one that launched my inspiration for this episode, or this installment. It's by the Velvet Underground and Nico. The song is Venus in Furs. Now, this song, the energy of the, just the raw noise, is still so energizing now. I can only imagine what it would have been if I was listening back in 1969. But you can take a listen right now.
girl child in the dark. Severin, your servant, comes in bells. Please don't forsake him. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart.
So, we have just left Venus, and now are approaching Earth. Earth is, of course, the planet with the most songs for it. So it took extra care to choose which song was going to be played. There were many that I could have chosen from, and many that I did look at. But one, atmospherically, stuck out to me. It's a song by Kate Bush. You probably know it. It's called Hello Earth. It's from Hounds of Love. But there's some parts of it that I didn't notice because I hadn't taken the care to listen to it completely. There's this wonderful backing track. Not backing track, but just atmosphere, space sounds, and beeps, and... Well, why don't you just take a listen? Here it is.
Thank you.
Introduction, but I'll say it anyways. It was Starman from The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars by David Bowie. Of course, that was to be Mars. So far, we've heard the Sun, Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars. Now we're at the asteroid belt. And, you know, it may not be that likely that an asteroid hits, but it may be likely that a storm hits. Here's a PSA. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water, at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Wonderful. The next artist that we'll be hearing from is representing the first gas giant, Jupiter. The artist's name is Benjamin Clementine. I actually was lucky enough to see Benjamin Clementine perform, opening up for David Byrne a bit ago. A great performance. Him and a piano. This one's from his album, I Tell a Fly. It's called Jupiter. Take a listen.
Then it's an alien with extra ability. Pushed time to next century. Somewhere his craft lost control. Guess where he stopped for petrol. Wishing Americana happy. Wishing Americana free. Ben's an alien passing by. Wishing everyone be back home in Jupiter. Things getting harder. Wishing everyone. Made a joke about shooting stars and spoke like a true bard. Said don't play with songs, music is not marked as fierce toy tear joys. Wishing Americana happy. Wishing Americana.
That was actually a performance, or the Benjamin Clementine show that I saw. I saw it with my parents. And this next song is a shout out to my dad, who said, you need to play some jazz. And here I am. I'm playing Interstellar Space. It's an album by John Coltrane. And the song is Saturn. Something funny I've noticed is that in every evening, I've played a song that's over 10 minutes so far, and for this night, this is that song. It's 11 minutes and 44 seconds long, but it's brilliant at the same time. It's this flowing jazz composition. I'm sure it's the kind of music that some people would say maybe it's not music at all. I think it is. How about you decide for yourself? turns out, when you're trying to do a radio show themed around the planets, you run into a couple issues. One planet is Neptune, and the other is Uranus. Both don't really appear in song titles that much, and oftentimes they'll be in pieces such as Gustav Holst's The Planets, which unfortunately I will not be playing tonight. But I did find something that I had never heard of, but I ended up loving. It's a band called Ga, or G-A-A. And it's from this album, this krautrock album, called Auf der Bahn zum Uranus. So, there's the planet right there. And it's this amazing track that has this almost Spanish guitar flamenco thrown in with this traditional krautrock sensibility. It really stood out to me, and I was really happy I was able to find it. Because how else would have I, unless I was searching for a radio show about the planets? Here it is. I mentioned, one of the other planets that proved difficult to find was Neptune. I was able to find Suvion Stevens' album Planetarium, which has songs named after all the planets. At first, I was hesitant to use an album like this. It felt like a little bit like cheating, but I thought it was worth it, because it really is a great song that he makes. This one's called Neptune. Here we go.
What's right and what's wrong? Don't you hold me too lightly to words as I've rounded them off to the nearest of ten. For I gathered your body in envious capture and envious thought. Oh, forgive me, O gods, or forgive me in fortune. As I ought to have feelings for something as great as thou art.
Reached the last planet of the evening, Pluto. If you know me, I think you'll know what song I'll choose, because I'm a huge fan of this album. It's Homogenic by Björk, and the song is just called Pluto.
To explode.
fantastic. Before I sign off for the evening, I want to leave with a song a bit more fitting for the nighttime, and a bit more fitting for the end of our solar system journey. Remember, we started at the sun, and now we're past Pluto, and we're drifting out into space forever. Until maybe we reach something. But until then, here's Space Song by Beach House.